我们信息开始之前，我们先唱一首诗歌，是294首。
We'll be singing a hymn, 294. Lord, we thank you.
你再来呼召我们来救你。
You call us once again to come to you.
哦，你是安息日的主。
You are the Lord of the Sabbath.
哦，你是安息的源头。
You are the source of all rest.
主啊，早上我们都能够把我们一切的重担。
This morning we bring before you all of our burdens.
哦，卸席到你的面前。
And cast it all to you.
哦，愿意我们早上都愿意来救你。
This morning we are willing to come to you.
主啊，祝福早上的时间。
May you bless this time in the morning.
愿你的话成为我们的安慰。
May your word word becomes our comfort.
成为我们的鼓励。
And become our encouragement.
成为我们的力量。
And becomes our strength.
祝福早上这段时间。
May you bless this time.
无论是头一次来的。
Whether it's the first time comer.
无论是一直都在这里的。
Or people who have been coming time and again.
我们都能够进入你的安息。
We pray that we would be able to enter into your rest.
奉你自己可爱的名。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
好，我们今日的题目呢是安息日的主。
The title for today is the Lord of the Sabbath.
好，这一段呢是从这个马太福音十一章跟十二章的上半，我们把它抽出来。
This is a passage coming from the second half of chapter 11 and the first half of chapter 12 of the Gospel of Matthew.
上个礼拜我们说到，凡不因主跌倒的就有福了。
Last week we talked about whoever is not stumbled by the Lord are blessed.
当主的执事在地上扩展的时候。
Because when the Lord's ministry began to expand on earth,
当这个天国的福音，在一个天国的王来宣布这个天国的福音的时候，
when this king coming from the kingdom of heaven is here to announce the coming of the kingdom,
这个天国的福音呢，受到内面、内部还有外面的逼迫。
Now, this good news of the kingdom also suffers from different types of pressures, some from within and some from without.
因为这个天国这个福音啊是全新的。
Because this is a brand new good news of the kingdom.
是完全新的一个国度，完全新的一个生活方式。
It's a totally new lifestyle and kingdom.
也是说神在这里做一件新的事。
In other words, God is here doing a new thing.
所以内部呢就有主耶稣的先锋，就是施洗约翰呢对主呢产生怀疑。
So from within the movement, there was the pioneer John the Baptist who was doubtful about Jesus.
所以主说凡不因我跌倒的就有福了。
And that's why Jesus said, blessed are those who are not stumbled by me.
另外是外面的逼迫。
And then there are persecutions coming from without.
主耶稣怎么的传福音，外面的人总是拒绝他。
Because when Jesus shared this good news, there are others who resist.
所以有内部的，有外面的。
So there are pressures coming from within and some without.
都在这个时候。
But right at this moment,
主耶稣有一个祷告。
The Lord has a prayer.
好，我们看看十一章的二十五节。
And that is from chapter 11, verse 25.
那时。
At that time.
那时。
At that time.
就是内部有压力，外面有逼迫的时候。
Now, and that is at the time when there is inner pressure and outward persecution.
主耶稣有一个赞美。
Right at that moment, Jesus has some words of praise.
有一个祷告。
He had a prayer.
他对着天地的主。
And he said, Lord,of heaven and earth.
留意这个词哈，天地的主。
Now you need to pay attention to this title, the Lord of heaven and earth.
然后这里呢，主耶稣有一个祷告，也说父啊。
And Jesus addressed God as Father.
父啊。
Father.
天地的主。
Father who is the Lord of heaven and earth.
首先主耶稣自己跟父有一个非常非常亲密的关系。
So first of all, the Lord Jesus had a very intimate relationship with God the Father.
父啊。
Father.
好，我不知道你们中间有些弟兄姊妹，你们有小孩子的时候。
Now, brothers and sisters, some of you have children.
Samuel, 头一次 Nathan 跟你说。爸爸的你的感觉怎样
Now, Samuel, when Nathan, the first time when he said, Papa, what's your feeling?
非常的满足。
Full of content.
当然你满足他也满足。
Now, obviously, you're satisfied and he is satisfied.
不是每个人都跟你说爸爸不可以啊。
And not everyone can call you Papa. or dad.
随便一个主日学的学生跑来说爸爸，你说好，你叫我爸爸就行。
If
因为我跟你没有
关系。Some other children coming from the Sunday school, they say daddy, then you'll be scared.The what?
What? 你知道吗？啊，我记得那小我以前啊，我啊，一诺刚出生的时候啊，我就一年，我先生说，他一岁多一点钟，我说怎么还不会说话、啊？
I still remember when Eno was young, a year and a half years old, and I was wondering why didn't he speak yet.
我在等他。
So I was waiting for that first yet words, dad.
啊，最终他结果叫了。啊、
Eventually he did.
And 今天呢，当主在这里称呼。
It was a joyful moment, but right here, Jesus,
父啊
he addressed God as Father.
然后说天地的主。
And then he said, Lord of heaven and earth.
哦，你是天的主。
You are the Lord of heaven.
你也是。
You are the Lord of the earth.
我感谢。
But I thank you, I praise you.
你要知道，当我们遭遇很多外面不顺的环境的时候
，You see, when we have many outward circumstances that are not going our way,
我们为很多的烦躁、不平、忧虑。
Very often we have a lot of anxiety, depression.And feelings that the world is unfair.
我们作为发怨言
And we would be grumbling.
为什么会这样
Why is this happening?
为什么会这样
Why is that happening?
有的时候我们下高速公路为什么这个人那么快
So,
为什么这个人要刻我的令为什么
When you're driving along the highway, you might be asking the same question. Why is this guy driving like this? Why is this guy cutting in like this?
啊，最近那个这个政府莫名其妙把一条通道以三个人才知道，反而弄到我们现在堵车堵得那么厉害。
So, recently we had a temporary HOV lane that caused a lot of congestion, traffic jams on the highway.
但是在这里，主在面对所有不顺的环境，他只有一个反应：父啊，天地的主。
But it seems when all of these pressures are coming down upon Jesus, he had one word to say, Father, I thank you.
然后上面二十六节，父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。
And again in verse 26, yes, Father, for such was your gracious will.
有了这个祷告之后呢
And then after this prayer,
他就好像对所有周围的人好像就有一个呼召
He seems to making an invitation to everyone around.
烦劳苦担重担的人
Verse 28, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden.
到我这里来
Come to me.
到我这里来
Come.
我就使你们的安息
And I will give you rest.
我心里柔和谦卑
I am gentle and lowly in heart.
你们当负我的轭
And therefore,
样式
you ought to take my yoke upon you and learn from me.
这样你们心里就必得享安息
And you will find rest for your souls. Verse 29.
你会发觉我们中国人造字很有意思。凡是忧虑这个虑有个心。安息的息，安息这个安息又有一个息，都是跟我们的心有关系的。
Now, you will find the Chinese language is very interesting. All characters that have something to do with our emotions, there's the symbol for heart in it.
是吧？忧虑，虑有一个心字，是不是
？So the character for anxiety, there's heart.
可是这里安息呢，又是个心字。
And then rest is also the character for heart.
所以这里呢，当主说安息，这个不是外面的平安无事的安息。
So this rest is not referring to outward peace.
乃是我们心灵里面的安息。
But it's talking about a peace, a rest that is coming from our heart.
然后下面三十节他又说，我的轭是容易的。我的担子是轻省的。
And so in verse 30, he said, For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
既 借着我们到十二章，请我们到中间啊，中间。
And then we enter into chapter 12.
这里又有一个那时。
Again, at that time.
啊，刚才的二十五节有一个那时，这里呢又有一个字那时。
So the same phrase, that showed up in verse 25 of chapter 11, at that time, shows up here again.
前面主呢呼召我们到他那里的安息。
Now, in chapter 11, it's an invitation for us to enter into Jesus' rest.
然后下面呢，他就有两个事情是特别他在安息日里面做的。
But here, these are events happening on the Sabbath.
借着他在这安息日做的两件事。
And these two incidents happening on the day of Sabbath,
他让我们看见。
Jesus shows us
什么难阻我们得到安息。
What are the things that are becoming obstacles to us entering into peace and rest?
好，我们看看十二章这两段哈。
So let us look at these two incidents here.
那时，耶稣在安息日从麦地经过，他的门徒饿了，就掏起掐起麦穗来吃。
At that time, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry and they began to pluck heads of grain and to eat.
安息日。
Now, on the Sabbath.
什么叫安息日呢?
What is the Sabbath?
啊，我们要看看后面，后面，啊，后面。
Then, we can refer to another verse that's in the back of our bulletin.
这个安息日的开始呢?是神创造的时候已经有安息日这件事。
Now, the Sabbath came actually from creation.
他说天地万物都造齐了，到第七日神造物的工已经完毕，就在第七日歇了他一切的工，安息了。
Genesis chapter 2, Thus the heavens and the earth were finished and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God finished his work that he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had done.
这个安息呢，是说他造完了，完成了一切。
So, where did this rest come from? That's from God finishing his work of creation.
然后他看着他所做的都非常的好。
And so, when God looks at the finished product, the creation, he sees that it is very good.
他就安息了。
And so, he rested.
所以这里说，神就歇了他一切创造的工，就安息了。
And that's why it says here, God rested from all his work that he had done.
那，人呢，是在第六天创造的。
Now, humankind was created on the sixth day.
所以人一被创造之后呢,
In other words, right after the creation of humanity,
我们就立刻进入第七日。
We immediately entered into the seventh day of creation.
所以人一被造呢,
In other words, once human beings are created,
人就被邀请进到神的安息里面。
We were immediately invited into God's rest.
那这好像啊，我这个是举例，有时候呢
，As an illustration,
有人呢就是搬家，搬到一个新居里面。
Now, for instance, somebody is moving into a new home.
花了很多时间装修，把它做得非常漂亮。
They spend a lot of time to decorate it.
啊，他呢，劳苦了好多好多的日子。
And so they labored for some time to get it ready.
结果一切都完工了。
Eventually, everything is done, is ready.
所以有一天呢，他就开了一个Open house.
So, and then one day there's housewarming.
Housewarming party. 那就是说，就邀请所有的人啊。
So he invited everyone.
哦，
堂弟说，啊，
你们什么都不需要做啊。
You don't have to do anything. All you have to do is come.
进入我做好这个房子的安息里面。
Enter into this rest that I have prepared in my home.
啊，你可以说， 原来神当初创造我们的时候啊，是邀请我们进入他的安息里面。
So you could say when God created the heavens and the earth, He was inviting us to enter into His divine rest.
他没有意思要我们做苦工。
There is no thought of causing us to do hard labor.
他也没有意思要我们做他的奴隶。
He did not intend for us to become His slaves.
他要我们跟他一起享受安息。
No, but God is inviting us to enjoy the same rest that He had.
所以以后他就对他的子民以色列人就有一个要求，所以我们看出埃及记。
And that's why God had a demand of the people of Israel, and we can look at Exodus here.
第七日是向耶和华你神当守的安息日。
Exodus 20:10, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God.
在我们在留意是向耶和华你神。
Now,
向耶和华你神。
It's directed to the Lord your God.
所以这一天是我们跟神在一起的一天。
So this is a day where we are directed to God to be with Him.
正如你们很多人礼拜天好像是家庭日。
So for many families, perhaps Sunday is family day, all of us gather together.
安息了。
It's a time of rest.
耶和华赐福于安息日，定为圣日。
And so on that day, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy.
这个是安息日的本意。
Now, that's the original meaning of Sabbath.
神邀请人进入他的安息。
So again, God's invitation for humanity to enter into His rest.
神邀请人与他有一个亲密的关系。
God is inviting human beings to have an intimate relationship with God.
神要人认识他是一切的源头。
God wants humankind to understand that He is the source of all things.
好，这个是安息日的原本的意思。
So that's the original meaning of Sabbath.
所以那个犹太人以后呢，就一直到第七天就守安息日。
And so from then on, the Jewish people, the people of Israel, on the seventh day, they would rest.
但很可惜。
But unfortunately,
到了主耶稣的时代的时候
，When we come to Jesus' time,
有很多人就把守安息日原本的意义离开了。
A lot of people had deviated from the original intention of the Sabbath.
把安息日变成一个规条。
So they had made Sabbath a rule, a regulation.
本来是要你安息的。
So original intention for Sabbath is for you to enjoy rest.
反而成为一个最不安息的一天。
But eventually it becomes the most burdened day.
好，我们看看这里，主耶稣在安息日从麦地经过，他的门徒饿了，就夹起，是吧？掐起麦穗，掐起就是说，好像把那个手啊，把那个磨穗搓啊，这样，然后吃啊。
So back to Matthew 12, at that time Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry and they began to pluck heads of grain and to eat.
有一班人叫法利赛人。
But then there comes another group of people known as the Pharisees, verse 2.
这个法利赛人是非常守规矩。
Now these Pharisees, these are people who are very absolutely in compliance to the law.
还要遵守所有旧约的规条。
So these are people who endeavor to keep all the Old Testament rules and regulations.
他就对耶稣说了。
And so they said to him,
看啊，你的门徒做安息日不可做的事了。
Look, your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath.
他们是好像警察一样，他们没有安息，他们到处去。哎，我看看你今天有没有做安息日不可做的事。
So these folks, the Pharisees, are like religious police. They walk around to make sure that everyone is doing what's lawful on the Sabbath.
所以这帮法利赛人一点安息都没有。
So, in another sense, the Pharisees did not have rest on Sabbath.
当然，主耶稣下面就跟着对他们说。
And so Jesus responded to them in verse 3.
大卫和跟从他的人饥饿之时所做的事，你们没有练过吗？
He said, have you not read what David did when he was hungry and those who were with him?
他进了神的殿，吃了陈设饼，这饼不是他和跟从他的人可以吃的，唯独祭司才可以吃。
You remember how he entered the house of God and ate the bread of the presence, which it was not lawful for him to eat, nor for those who were with him, but only for the priests?
大卫是旧约的一个君王。
Now, David was a king in the Old Testament.
他有一天逃命的时候
so,
肚子又饿，所以呢 他把跟从的人就带到殿里面，就吃了殿里面的陈设饼。
So one day he was at large, he was escaping, he was running for life, and then he brought his people, they entered into the house of God, the temple, and they ate the bread there.
但是这个陈设饼不是他自己拿的，是个祭司给他吃的。
Now, in the story, it says the bread was, he did not take it, but the priest offered it to him.
按规矩，陈设饼只有祭司才可以吃。
Now, strictly speaking, this bread is only allowed for the priest.
但是主这里说，他没有犯罪。
But
什么呢？
Jesus is saying, well, he didn't commit a mistake here.
他还说安息日。祭司在殿里犯了安息日，还是没有罪。
Or have you not, verse 5, have you not read in the law how on the Sabbath the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are guiltless?
为什么主这样讲呢？
And so what's the reason for Jesus to cite all of these examples?
殿是人敬拜神的地方。
Now, he's trying to say the temple is a place of worship.
是人来敬拜神的一个地方。
It's a place for people to come in to worship God.
所以整个殿都是圣的。
In other words, this is a sacred place. It's a holy place.
你进到殿里面已经被圣别了。
So when you enter into the temple, you are sanctified. You are set apart.
所以换句话说，在圣殿里面，你已经在安息日的范围的里面。
So once you enter into the temple, you are within the realm of the Sabbath.
所以你已经在安息日的里面了。
So now that you have entered into the Sabbath,
所以在这个圣殿里面你做是没有犯罪的。
And so when you do these things, it's guiltless.
所以这里主说，在这里有一人比这个殿更大。
And then in verse 6, I tell you something greater than the temple is here.
主耶稣其实就是说，我就是那个殿，我就是那个神来到人间。
Actually, what Jesus is saying, he's saying he is the temple. Actually, he is God who came to earth.
然后第八节他就说，人子是安息日的主。
And that's why in verse 8 he said, for the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath.
我就是那一位设立安息日的那一位。
So, I am the one who established Sabbath.
我现在带着跟从我的人经过麦地，他们可以随意的吃，并没有犯安息日。
I'm leading people who are following me to do this, and so it's not a violation of the Sabbath, for I am the Lord.
然后第九，另外一段呢，耶稣离开那个地方，他就进了一个会堂。
And then the second incident beginning at verse 9, he went on from there and entered the synagogue.
这里又有另外一个情景，有一个人枯干了一只手。
Here is a person, a man who was there with a withered hand.
那些监视他的人又来试探他了，说安息日治病可以不可以。
And these folks, the Pharisees asked him, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?
意思是要控告他。
Well,They ask this question so they might accuse him.
主耶稣在这里又答他们。
And then Jesus answered,
在安息日，如果你们有一只羊丢在坑里， 你不是让他掉在坑里面，你不会的，你会把他拉上来。
Which one of you who has a sheep, if it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will not take hold of it and lift it out?
人比羊何等贵重呢？
But of how much more value is a man than a sheep?
所以在安息日做善事是可以的。
So it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath.
在这里呢，主耶稣是重新把安息日真正的意义再显明出来。
So what Jesus is doing here, he is again revealing the true meaning of the Sabbath.
安息日是要叫人得饱足的。
Now the original intention for Sabbath is for people to be in contentment.
安息日是叫人得着医治的。
So that people might receive healing.
安息日是要救命的。
So that people might be saved, their lives could be saved.
所以主就借着这两个的事例再来表明什么是真正的安息。
And so from these two incidents, Jesus here is illustrating what the meaning of Sabbath is like.
同样也表明为什么今天有很多人像法利赛人不能够进入安息。
And he's also illustrating why there are so many people today who are like the Pharisees who could not enter into rest.
安息，他们为什么不能进入呢？
Why is it that they could not enter into Sabbath rest?
因为他们要持守自己所以为的义。
Because these people, they want to keep their self-righteousness.
这一个自义，这一个自以为了不起。
This self-righteousness, this arrogance for having righteousness.
我守住这个。
They think, okay, now I have kept this.
我做好这个。
Now I have done this well.
我在神面前是有可夸的。
And they think, oh, now I can boast before God.
我不错。
I'm nice.
你做不好。
But you're not doing it right.
那这一个就成为法利赛人不能进入安息的原因。
And that eventually became the ultimate reason for the Pharisees not entering into God's rest.
这个也是我们今天很多人不能进入安息的原因。
But this is also the reason for many people today who could not get rest.
主说，凡劳苦担重担。
For Jesus is saying, all those who are weary and laden.
这个重担是什么重担呢？
So what kind of burden are we talking about?
有很多方面。
Well, there's a lot of aspects to it.
我们看看那个 PowerPoint, 哈。
Now we can look at the PowerPoint.
我先讲一般性的重担。
So, some general burdens that we experience.
愁苦的重担
，sorrow, the burden of sorrow.
谁没有经历过愁苦的，请举手。
Is there anyone who had never experienced sorrow?
从你出生到今天
you can put up your hand.
每天都是开开心心的，欢欢喜喜的。
From the day of birth, day by day, you're a happy person.
从来没有哭过一次的，眼泪两边没有掉过一滴的，请举手。
You have never wept. You have not even a drop of tear.
人生太快乐了。
Oh, life is so happy.
请举手。
Raise up your hand.
有没有？
Is there anyone?
没有。
No.
这一个照片是很出名的，是。
This is a very famous picture, by the way.
1920年代美国大这个大衰退，衰退期的时候，那时候很苦的生活，很苦。
This is a very famous photograph coming from the 1920s.When it was the Great Depression in the United States.
这个妈妈其实不老的，不过这个忧虑重担压心头，所以你看她整个脸啊都是很忧愁的。
So, this mom, she's young, but she looks old because she was burdened by sorrow.
她忧愁什么呢？
What was she sorrowing over?
你看看她的眼神哈，她两个孩子都。
Look at her eyes and her children.
可能真是明天有没得吃还不知道啊。
Because they were concerned whether they would have food to eat tomorrow.
你看看她的眼神。
Just look at her eyes.
发呆了，明天怎样？
What do we do?
好，我们再看另外一个。
Next picture.
这个也是非常出名的一幅图画。
This is also a very famous photograph.
是第二次世界大战的时候，法国给德国占领之后，德军进入巴黎的时候，很多市民被逼要站在街道欢迎他们。你要知道，王国这个国家没有了，还要看着人进来。他这个图片就是你看他的那个哀痛的感觉。
So this is the burden of grief. This photograph is taken during the Second World War when France lost to Germany, and the Germans are entering into Paris, and the people of Paris, the Parisians, are forced to stand there and watch them march in.
有没有哀痛啊，弟兄姊妹？
Do you
还有没有哀痛？有。
Have grief, brothers and sisters.
我们再看一个比较最近的。
This is closer to today.
在这个传道书有一句经节，就是说他就是指一般的人日日忧虑，劳苦成为愁烦，念夜间心也不安，这也是虚空。
Now in the book of Ecclesiastes it says, for all his days of sorrows, his travail, grief, yea, his heart taketh not rest in the night, this is also vanity.
这是照片呢、都是在网上当录下来的哈，
不是
任何人的照片哈，不是我们孩子的照片。
It's not your children.
这里呢，你会发觉这个女孩的眼神非常的失落。
So here we have a girl whose eyes seems lost.
有一个男孩做什么？人生是什么
？There's a bewildered little boy. What am I doing here? What's the meaning of life?
还有这个女孩活在贫穷的里面。
And then another girl who's living in poverty.
那穷的人没有安息，那我们看看这些有钱的人有没有安息。
Now the poor did not have rest. What about the rich? Let's look at these folks here.
啊，你们都知道这个是谁了，我不要多讲了。
You should know all these people are.
这个人很骄傲的，很说话就是很。很
Very arrogant person.
不过你看他现在眼神。
Look at the picture here.
Is he 一点都不安息
Is he happy? No.
这个是个很出名的演员。
And this one, you should know, it's a famous actor.
他一生都是做戏，就叫人快乐的。
He's a comedian.
他是很出名的。
He makes people happy.
但他去年他做什么
？But last year.
忧郁症自杀。
He had depression. He committed suicide.
啊，你们也知道这个是谁啊
？This other one you know.
我看你们很多年轻人都想做他了。
The young people all want to become him. Facebook.
这个 Facebook 的创办人。
The founder of Facebook.
不过你看他们的表情，快乐不快乐？安息不安息
？Do you think they are happy?
所以没钱的人没安息， no. 有钱的人。也不见得有安息。
So it does not matter how much wealth you accumulate, whether poor or rich, they're unhappy.
但是在主耶稣里面，在这里却呼召我们。
But in Jesus' invitation, he called.
你们来救我。
He said, "Come to me."
我给你有安息。
And I shall give you rest.
但是呢，当他说这句话的时候呢？
But when he said that,
他说你要负我的轭。
What's interesting is then he said, take my yoke,
学我的样子
and learn from me.
啊，这个轭呢，我这里有一个图啊，这个就是啊，他们啊在耕田的时候呢，有两条牛，他们需要有一个轭。OK, 这个就是这个轭的样子。
And I have a picture of a yoke here. A yoke is there set upon.These oxens when they plow the land.
刚才我说到法利赛人不能进入安息，什么意思呢
？Just now I mentioned the Pharisees could not enter into rest.
他们要自己负轭，他们要负他自己的轭。
Because they are insisting on taking their own yoke.
啊，就是说我可以，我行。
Meaning I am able, I have the strength, I can.
所以呢，
法利赛人也有他们一个重担。So that's why the Pharisees also had their own heavy burdens.
就是怎样能够尽力遵守律法的每一条。
Because they are working so hard to try to be in compliance of all Old Testament laws, rules, and regulations.
我最近呢听到一个福音朋友常常喜欢讲一句话。啊，他说我觉得哎很有意思。
Recently, I heard some words of wisdom from a gospel friend.
啊，他说教养孩子教到一个地步，好累呀。
And so he said, raising up children is making me tired.
因为我们都很想我的孩子成才嘛，是不是
？Because we all want the best for them.
你不可以做这个。
So you can't do this.
你要读书。
You have to study.
你要考第一名。
You have to be number one.
你学习要考到第十级。
You have to learn piano, make sure you pass grade 10.
你要进最好的大学。
You have to enter into the best university.
你科技，你对自己很要求很严格。
So you have to be harsh to yourself to work hard, diligent.
你对的孩子也很严格。
And you're also very harsh on your child.
所以到晚上要睡觉是。
And at evening time, when it's time for bed, you find you're exhausted.
特别孩子不听话的时候。
Especially when the children do not listen.
特别你跟孩子做拉锯战的时候。
他
不读书，他要去玩，他要去打游戏机，啊，你这怎么办啊？
So
骂他也不听。
Especially you are having this tug of war with the child. When you ask him to study, he goes and play video games.
我不知道弟兄姊妹或者朋友们。有没有做到？现在我看在座有很多都有时候年轻，但有蛮多是中年的。有没有到中年的时候，突然之间有一个感叹，做人好累呀。
So I don't know. I see here a lot of middle-aged people. Have you, when you hit the middle age and you feel it's so tiring just being a human?
是不是啊？特别你们做太太的。又要讨公公婆婆的喜欢，又要讨丈夫的喜欢，又要讨孩子的喜欢。
Wives, you might be feeling, how can I please everyone? I have to please the grandparents, I have to please the husband, and I have to please the little kids.
顺着这一个就不能顺那个。
And if you follow one, you could not follow the other.
啊，特别我们现在中年的，上有高堂，下有什么？小孩哇，夹在中间，夹心饼啊，这个三文治皮，把我们压得扁扁的。
So middle-aged people today, they're like sandwiches. They have to take care of the older generation and also the younger generation.
这个饿，我们自己的饿很辛苦的。
This is our yoke, a very heavy one.
还有你要做好，你说你自己要做好，你有的时候也觉得太累了，我怎么做都做不好。
Now, you might be insisting upon being a good person. I want to do good, but that's tiring too.
但是主在这里呼召，你们来负我的轭。
But Jesus is saying, well, I have a yoke, but come and take it.
我的学我的样子。
And learn from me.
那到底他的轭是什么的轭呢？
What type of a yoke would that be?
那首先我要解释这个呢哈，这其实很妙的。当时呢，他们有的时候呢，啊，训练那个小牛犊啊，去耕田的时候呢，通常呢，他先把这个呢放在一个母牛的上面，然后把一条小的就放在母牛的旁边。
So by way of illustration, in ancient times, very often when they have to train the young ox to plow the land, then they would place a yoke on the mother and then let the ox follow by the side, taking the same yoke.
这个小牛呢其实是不够力的。
So the young one actually did not have the strength to plow the land.
真的是推这个后面那个犁的是那个母牛。
So when they move along, the one who is truly exerting the energy to plow the land is the mom.
其实这个小牛伏在这个母牛的轭的下面的时候。
And so when this little young one following the mom,
他只要跟着走就可以了。
The yoke is easy, just follow along.
其实副轭是那个母牛。
Because the The mom is the one who is really taking up the burden.
所以当主耶稣说你们当负我的轭的意思就是说我来背你的重担。
And so when Jesus say, take my yoke, he's saying, I will take up your burden.
我背着你。
I will carry you.
你只要像小牛一样。
All you have to do is just be this little oxen.
在我的轭以下就可以了。
Just stay under my yoke and follow along.
主耶稣自己就是过这样的生活。
And this is the way that Jesus has lived his own life.
其实主耶稣也是负轭的哦。
Because Jesus is also a person who takes a yoke.
他负谁的轭呢？
Whose yoke is he taking?
他负父神的轭。
He's taking the yoke of God the Father.
所以主耶稣说，我与父原为一。
And that's why Jesus said, my Father and I are one.
所以主耶稣能够说，父啊，天地的主，你的美意本是如此。
And that's why Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for this is your will.
他不是自己做。
So Jesus is not doing it on his own strength.
父带着他做。
It was the Father who led him on.
所以在这里他说，我心里柔和谦卑。
And that's why he's saying, I am gentle and I'm humble, lowly in heart.
他不需要争。
He did not need to compete.
他不需要斗。
He did not have to fight.
他不需要跟人比较。
He did not have to compare with others.
他只需要安息在父的里面。
For him, it's simple, just rest in the Father's yoke.
他从父接受一切的环境。
So he accepts from the Father all kinds of circumstances that come his way.
他人的欢迎，人的拒绝，人的控告，这一切他都从父来接受。
Whether people welcome him, they reject him, they accuse him, he doesn't care, he just take it from the Father.
你可以说，当主说，我是安息日的主的时候。
You can say when Jesus said he is Lord of Sabbath.
其实他活出一个原初神要人过的生活。
He is really living the life that God had intended humankind to live.
刚才我说过，当神创造一切之后，神邀请人进我的安息。
Just now, I had mentioned when God created the heavens and the earth, He invited humankind to enter into His rest.
来做我的安息。
And that's why He said, come to me.
我们人生有很多的重担。
We have plenty of burdens in our lives.
愁苦的重担。
The burdens of sorrow.
忧虑的重担。
Burdens of grief.
做人的重担。
Burdens of just merely being human.
不仅这样。
Not only so.
还有罪的重担。
And then there's the burden of sin.
我们都犯罪。
We are all sinners.
我们在一生的里面，我们也亏欠过好多人。
Throughout our life, we have been indebted to so many people.
我们做过很多我们后悔的事。
We have hurt so many people. We have done so many things that we regret.
这一切都成为我们心里的重担。
All these become burdens in our heart.
好重啊。
It's very heavy.
好重啊。
Extremely heavy.
所以难怪很多人到中年，到就说啊，好累啊。
And that's why a lot of people, when they come middle age, they say,It's so tiring.
你会发觉青少年人很少叹息的。叹气。
Did you realize that the young people, they don't sigh as much?
我年轻的时候，我小的时候，我看我爸爸，因为我爸爸比较大一点，okay? 很多时候我哎怎么啊？我到傍晚吃完饭，我都看见我爸爸说，
When I was young, I often observed my father after dinner. He just go.
为什么叹气呢？
Why are you sighing?
因为小嘛。
Because I was young.
这个世界太好了。
For me, the world is so wonderful. Why do you have to sigh?
现在我也叹气了。
Well, now I'm doing the same thing.
是不是？越到中年到了那个，
Once you hit that time, you are sighing.
是不是？有的时候，他们你们做主妇的，下班一放工，坐在那里，开一杯茶，
So, the parents, you come home after work, you pour yourself a drink and you're sighing.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
这里有一个福音。
We have good news for you.
我们可以来。
For we can come.
烦劳苦，你担什么重担，都可以来。
All you who labor and are heavy laden, whatever burdens, you can come.
我就使你们的安息。
And I will give you rest.
啊，这里呢，我们很喜欢 baby 啊，因为 baby 是最天真的，最可爱的。
Now we all like babies. They are pure. They are innocent.
哎呀，我们年纪大的人多想望睡觉能够像这两个 baby 睡觉的多好啊！ And、我们现在越老就睡得越短。
The older people, how they wish they could sleep like a baby at night.
你看，哇，这个睡得那么甜。哎呀，我能够这样睡就好了。
How restful this baby is here on the screen.
你们有多少人？有的时候你看，我知道有些人要睡觉之前啊，要翻来翻去翻一个小时才睡得觉。
Because I know there's a lot of people, you will be rolling around on the bed for an hour before you could fall asleep.
为什么
？Why?
太多忧虑了。
Perhaps too many anxieties.Too many worries.
你看我们那个 baby 都是就睡觉。
But babies, they sleep whenever they need it.
哎呦，睡得很甜。
And they sleep so well.
他们也不会发噩梦的。
No nightmares.
还有你看这两个开心的多开心啊。
And these are happy babies here.
真是天真啊，真是。这天为塌下来的，对他们来说。
Innocent.
It's no worries. 所以主在这里说。
That's why Jesus said earlier,
你将这些事向聪明通达人就传起来。
Verse 25, that you have hidden these things from the wise,
向婴孩就显出来。
And you reveal them to little children.
今天安息已经在这里。
Now the rest has come.
但是为什么有些人不安息呢？
But why is it that people did not enter into this rest?
因为他说我是聪明通达人。
Because they think they are the wise, they are the understanding ones.
越聪明越通达，你就越不能进入安息。
The more wise you think you are, the less you are able to enter into this rest.
所以主说我们要回转向婴孩。
And that's why Jesus said we all need to be like little babes.
因为他的福音，他的国度像婴孩就写出来。
Because his good news, his kingdom is revealed to those little children.
主耶稣的呼召是说，来。
Jesus' invitation is simple, come.
很多时候都说，就是那么简单，就是来。
Is that so easy to come?
什么都不要做。
And you don't have to do anything?
什么都不要，甚至一点都不需要做。
I don't have to do anything, absolutely nothing.
世上没有免费的午餐的哦。
But there's no free lunch in this world.
这是这么简单
？Really?
我是不是要改变的比以前更好才可以信耶稣啊
？Do I need to change myself to make myself better before I can receive and accept Jesus Christ?
我是不是要读100篇圣经才可以信耶稣、啊、
？Perhaps I need to read the Bible for 100 times.
我来教会才可以信耶稣啊、
？Maybe I have to come regularly to church.
这里没有说来。But,
No, Jesus did not attach all of these conditions. He said, come.
我的轭是容易。
He said, come, my yoke is easy.
哦，主耶稣，为什么他能够发出这个呼召呢？
Now, why is Jesus qualified to make this invitation?
首先，他说，我心里柔和谦卑。
First of all, he said, I am gentle and lowly in heart.
我不定罪你。
I am not condemning you.
我不单不定罪。
Not only am I not condemning you.
我更为你已经钉在十字架上。
But for you, I have been nailed on the cross.
把你一切在神面前的罪都解决了。
I have dealt with all of those sins before God that you had.
第二。
Second.
我喜爱怜恤。
I desire mercy and not sacrifice.
我不是要你来为我做什么。
I am not asking you to do anything for me.
我愿意来怜恤你。
But I am willing to extend mercy to you.
在这十二章里面，他就引了一个以赛亚书 说到主耶稣作为神的仆人是怎样的一位仆人。
In chapter 12, there is a quotation taken from the prophet of Isaiah talking about what a servant, a true servant is like.
他不争祭，不宣扬，祭上也没有人听见他的声音。
Verse 19, he will not quarrel or cry aloud, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets.
压伤的芦苇，他不折断。
A bruised reed he will not break.
将成的灯火他不吹灭。
And a smoldering wick he will not quench.
你要知道我们这个世上的人都是乐景下死的。
You have to understand that the people in this world today, they hurt the weak.
特别在北美这个社会里。
Especially in North American society.
特别在美国。
Especially in the United States,
美国竞争是非常厉害的。
There's a huge competition,
特别在政治的里面。
Especially in politics,
你千万不要失败。
So you must not reveal your weakness, your failure.
你软弱一失败，你就成为千夫所指的大罪人。
Because once it comes, then everybody will be stepping and trampling on you.
没有人会接受失败的人。
No one will accept people of failure.
不但不能接受。
Not only are they not accepting of failure.
当你软弱的时候啊。
But when you are most vulnerable.
踩多几脚。
They stomp on you.
该死。
They stomp on you.
所以呢他们如果看见压伤的芦苇啊。
So bruise reed if they see it.
压多几次。
I'm going to bruise it more.
该死。
You deserve it.
这是人。
That's humanity.
但是我们这位主呢
But the Lord,
压上的芦苇他不折断。
A bruised reed he will not break.
我们都是压上的芦苇。
We are all bruised reed.
我们人生有很多的遭遇都把我们的心灵压伤了。
There are many...encounters in our lives that have made us so vulnerable.
我们对自己也失望了。
We are even disappointed with ourselves.
但是主说,
But the Lord is saying,
他不折断。
He will not break.
他不仅不折断,
Not only is he not breaking,
他还要把他恢复过来。
But he will restore it.
正如他医治那位枯干一只手的人一样。
Just like when he was healing this person with the withering hand.
我们的人生都是将成的灯火。
Our lives are like this smoldering wick.
没力了，太累了。
No strength, we're vulnerable, we're tired. The flame is going out.
世上的人一看见你要失眠，呼，
快点，When other people see that, they will blow it.Blow it out.
但主不会。
But that's not the Lord.
他要把这个火再眺望起来。
He will flame this fire.
我们无论在什么的情况的里面。
It doesn't matter what circumstances you are experiencing.
他都接受我。
But he will accept you.
你们有很多从国内来的。
I know, especially for those who come from China, perhaps you have gone through a lot of sufferings in life.
你会发觉，当你好的时候，
And you will find when in the good times,
人人都送礼物给你。
People might be sending you gifts.
特别在国内啊，当你被打下来的时候，哦，他全部是。他一生做了多少坏事，从小孩的坏事一直到现在的坏事都列出来。
But once you're dragged down, people will be showing off all the dirty laundry from your childhood all the way to present time.
但是在神的国里面
But in God's kingdom,
这是另外的国度。
It is an alternative kingdom.
所以在这里，接着下面说压伤的芦苇他不折断，张成的灯火他不吹灭，等他施行公理，叫公理得胜。
A bruised reed he will not break, a smoldering wick he will not quench, until he brings justice to victory.
这里又说到公义了。
Justice. 这个公义
是神的公义。
This justice is God's justice.
有一天神要来重新整理这个国度。
God shall come and he will clean house.
他的公义要遍满地面。
And his righteousness, his justice shall be all over the earth.
但今天
But today,
他先来邀请我们。
He first come and extend an invitation.
做我的安息。
Accept my rest.
改变你的生活。
Let my rest change your life.
放下你的重担。
So that you can lay aside all of your burdens.
下面二十三节，外邦人都要仰望他的名。
Verse 21, and in his name the Gentiles will hope.
所以在座的，无论你担什么重担。
So, all of you who are seated here, it doesn't matter what type of burdens you are taking.
我们都可以来。
All of you can come.
就叫你现在的情形来。
And you can come just as you are.
不需要改变的比以前更好。
You don't have to become better.
这个来是现在的。
The come is now. He's inviting you to come right now just as you are.
不是将来。
It's not a future tense.
是现在。
You don't have to wait until you're better, but you come right now.
再看294首。294.
You see, in this hymn, there are two situations.
一个是捆绑、忧愁、黑影。
One is full of bondage, of sorrow and night.
另外一个是自由、喜乐、光明。
And the other is full of freedom, gladness and light.
哦、oh, ，你有什么重担的，早上都可以拉，都带来。
So all of your burdens you can bring this morning. Here,
大的重担，小的重担。
Heavy or light, all of it.
木头的重担，铁的重担，
Whether
无论什么重担
，wooden or metal, all kinds of burdens.
儿女的重担
，the burdens of children.
事业的重担
，the burdens of work.
婚姻的重担
，the burdens of marriage.
哦、oh, ，亲爱的年轻人，
And,
找女朋友、男朋友的重担。
Young people, the burdens of waiting for the one.
主啊，我等了那么久，还没有个好的对象。
Lord, I've been waiting for so long, I didn't find the one.
都可以带来。
Now, well, all of these burdens, you can bring them here.
啊，我毕业了，我做事了，我不知道人生做什么，我不知道人生的方向是什么。
I have graduated, I have started to work, but I don't know what my direction is.
来。
Come,
负我的轭
take my yoke.
我的担子是轻省的
because my burden is light.
其实不是你负，是他为你负。
You are not taking the burden anymore because he will be carrying it for you.
好，我们唱第一节，好不好
？We'll sing stanza one.
脱离捆绑忧愁与黑影。耶稣我来，耶稣我来，今日自由喜乐与生命。耶稣我来救你，脱离自卑。平复进入你的愿，脱离罪恶进入你救援，耶稣我来救你。好不好？我们唱第二节的第三节的时候。
As we sing stanza two and three.
在座如果有些寻求的朋友
If there's any seekers sitting here
今天你听见这个信息
Now you have heard this good news
你愿意说主啊我来
And you're willing to say to Jesus very simply Lord I am coming, I come
好不好我当我们唱这两节的时候请你举起你的手
Then as we sing these two stanzas May you raise up your hand
这个举手的意思是说我来我愿意
To raise up the hand, it's a public declaration saying that I am willing, I am coming.
好，好不好？我们这是代唱第二、第三节的时候。
So as we sing stanzas two and three,
你里面有感觉，里面就是请你举起你的手来，好吗
？If you're moved in your heart, would you please raise up your hand?
哎呀，不要再自己背重担了，好不好？今天就把它放下来了。
Don't carry your burdens alone.
我盼望你。
Today is the time for you to lay them aside.
你进这里的时候很多重担，我盼望你今天回去
的时候。I hope when you enter with much burden, but when you leave,
你离开的时候一点重担都没有。
When you leave, you find it so easy.
好不好？我们唱第二、第三节的时候，你能够提醒的时候来，好不好？
Would you please raise up your hand?
脱离失败，so stay in us. Jesus, I come. Jesus, I come. 今日是家，荣耀你的神。Jesus, 我来求你。
Now's the time.
脱离狂傲不平的血气。
哦，有两位，三位，感谢主。
我来，耶稣，我来。
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
耶稣，我来求你，脱离世界，住在你爱里，我只望等候你来临，你的香软如歌在那里。
好不好？我请刚才举手的朋友们，或者说现在你也愿意的啊，我带你有一个祷告。
Just now, I saw some of you who have raised your hand. I invite you to pray, or if you want to do so, join us now. You can also pray along with us.
好，我祷告一句，你就从心里面、口里面跟我祷告一句。
So, follow me line by line in this prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣
，Dear Lord Jesus，
谢谢你呼召我
，Thank you for calling me，
我愿意来
，I'm willing to come，
把我一切的重担
，to shed all of my burdens，
放在你的面前
，before you，
你应许我
，you have promised，
咒你咒彼得享安息
，when I come I shall receive rest。
主啊，我愿意来负你的轭。
Lord, I'm willing to take your yoke.
谢谢你已经赦免我一切的罪。
I thank you for forgiving all of my sins.
我叫我的本上。
I come.
把自己交给你。
Just as I am.
接受你做我生命的主宰。
To accept you as the Lord of my life.
让你带领我前面的一生。
May you lead me on throughout my life.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
赐给我得救的喜乐。
Grant me the joy of salvation.
得救的平安。
The peace of salvation.
让我喜喜乐的来跟随你。
So that full of joy and gladness I follow you.
奉你自己可爱的名。
In Jesus' precious name, I pray.
感谢主。这个就是来了。
This is the meaning of coming.
你就把你一切的重担交给他。
And when you come, the burdens are laid aside.
好吧，我们一同唱第四节。
Let us sing stanza four.
脱离幽暗的哈里斯瓦，耶稣我来，耶稣我来，今日光明欢乐。耶稣我来求你
Amen 脱离
脱离徘徊无敌的深渊，今日 谢你呀，却永永远远赞扬你永远。耶稣，我来求你。
Amen， 感谢主。
Thank the Lord。
啊，无担一身轻啊。
When you have no burdens, you find it so easy and light.
我记得我得救那一天，我得救那天晚上信了主之后，我回家的路上是飞跑回去的。
I still remember the night when I received Jesus Christ. I was flying home.
好，我们今天下午呢，等一下我们就有这个烧烤。
And then in a few minutes, we'll
have the
barbecue.
We invite
everyone to stay behind and enjoy
the meal with us. 交谈哈，多一点的交通。
Have more fellowship, more conversations.
我们先啊，下面我们先
Yeah, let's say grace. Lord Jesus, we thank you. You are Lord of the Sabbath.
主，我们感谢你，你是安息日的主。
In you we can find true rest.
在你的里面，我们行得真正的安息。
Your yoke is so easy.
你的轭实在是容易的。
And when we come, we are so restful.
当我们来到你这里，实在是安息。
We are filled with peace and harmony.
我们满了你的平安与这个调和谐。
And we thank you for all the wonderful food that the brothers and sisters have prepared for us.
为着弟兄姊妹所预备的一切食物，献上我们的感谢。
We know these are ultimately from your love.
这一切都是因着你的爱而来的。
Grant us wonderful fellowship and great conversations.
让我们有美好的交通，也彼此的交谈。
May your name be exalted.
让你的名被高举。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名 ，Amen.
Amen.
好，我们都可以出去啊，最紧要把你自己身旁的财物什么都带起来哈，不要留在会所。
So bring along your personal belongings and you can go outside.
还有让那个年长的先拿食物 ，OK。Thank you.